Okay, we're on Zion Amid Beis at the top. Nisarva lo kosos bekosos. The dam didn't get mixed up together, but you don't remember, the Kohen Gadol didn't remember which is the kos of the par and which one is the soyer. And even though we said before that you can tell the difference between them, talking of the Miri says that the Kohen Gadol is old and blind, he can't see, so he couldn't make the difference. There's nobody else there to help him. So what happens now? What does he do? He doesn't remember which dam is the dam hapar and which one is the dam hasoyer. Nosein v'chozer v'nosein v'chozer v'nosein shlosh apamim. So what he does is he's mazeh from the first one. If that's the par, fine, and the second one's the soyer. But if the first one was the soyer and the second one's the par, then he did the dam soyer before the dam par. So he does again from the other one. And Mamonetshach, if the first one was the par, the second one was the soyer. If the first one was the soyer and the second one was the par, then he does again the soyer, and then what's it called? He was yotze. Okay, mixes domim nisar v'latzi Rashi kosos bekosos sheino makar eza koshel par v'eza koshel soyer. No sein v'chozer v'nosein v'chozer v'nosein. Does three times. V'chol avoda v'avoda nosein achas lamala v'sheva lamata min ho'echad. He first from kos A, he does achas lamala v'sheva lamata. If that was the par, then fine. Then kos B is the soyer, and that's all he has to do. But in case the first one was the soyer and the second one was the par, he has to do the soyer again, so it comes after the par. So he does from the first one again. The chozer v'nosim min hasheni, the chozer v'nosim min harishon. The monefshach im rishon shal par hoya usheni soyer yotzam rishon levishnia. The rishon shal soyer hoya v'hariu kamo she'eno. The first one was a sawyer, then it's like he didn't do anything, because, you know, I can't do the sawyer first. Kinatanya par makiv is a sawyer. Yotza bishniyo vishlishis shari kodem kidem par l'sawyer v'chein behechel. The same thing he does in the hechel. And Tosfos Dai, the Rashi holds that this same thing was done in Kodesh HaKadoshim, and Tosfos said that's impossible, because you have to do the par before you shech the sawyer. And we said yesterday that Rashi holds that that's not makiv. Okay, now another case. Mixas domim nisarvelo. Mixas domim lo nisarvelo. Some of the dam got mixed together and some not. So you have some of the dam of the par and some of the dam of the soyer separate and some mixed together. Pshita ki yoyiv mi vadoin yoyiv. So that's clear that when you make the matanis, you do it from the ones that aren't mixed together. You do it from the ones that are separate par and separate soyer. Miyuhanachshirayim havuli, soldazli, odilma dechuyin haviv ozila amba. What's with the rest of the dam? The ones that got mixed up, okay, that's in the other coast. Is that considered shirayim? And shirayim you pour on the yisod of the mizbeah? Or is it considered dochui, pushed away, and it's refuse? You put it into the sewer, in the azor. So it goes out into the sewer. Is it dochui or shirayim? Sirashi. They got poured into a third mizrak together. And some was left in each of the original ones. Of course, you do the matanis from what's left in each mizrak. Miu homi boyalon. Hanachshin is arvu bishlishi. Shirayim havu kilulun sarvu. Are the ones that got mixed up? Are they considered shirayim? Uli yisod mizbeach achitzon azli, and they're poured on the yisod of the outside mizbeach. That's what you do with the shirayim. Kinesnan shiori hadam hayeshofa yichal yisod marav yishol mizbeach achitzon. The shirayim of what was left over, what you didn't make the hazals, is poured on the yisod of the outside mizbeach. Since nothing was given from them, they're stam dochli, they're pushed away completely. They go into the sewer. They don't get poured on the yisod. They're not considered shirayim because they're not left over from what was muza. They were in a different coast and they couldn't be done anyway. So Mar says like this. Amra Papa. So the Papa said, "Afilu lamandi omer kos echad osa chaveru shirayim." Even we'll see. We're going to learn this in a few seconds. According to the man, the Omro holds that if you have dam that got poured into, you were makabel the dam in a few kosos, and you gave all the matanas from one kos, right? The second kos becomes shirayim and not dochui. Honey mila hechadi boy lemeisa matziyoy. That's only when you could have given the matanos from the other coast, and you chose to give it from this one. So you weren't doche the other coast. It's shirayim of the first one. Then you pour it on the yisod. Aval hai di boy lemeisa lo matziyoy. This one is mixed together, and you have to give the matanos from the one that's separate. But if you have dam that's not mixed together, you give it from the one that's not. So this one you couldn't have given, right? Because you only had the choice to give it from the one that wasn't mixed together. Then lo, everybody holds that's dochwe. That's pushed away completely, and you throw it into the sewer. Omer le Rav Hun, the berater of Yeshua, the Rav Papa, other Rav. Rav Hun, the berater of Yeshua, says to Rav Papa, just the opposite. Afilu li man di omer kosech horosu chaveru dochwe, even the man di omer holds. That if you makabel the dam in two kosos, and you, what's it called, give from one coast. The other coast is dichwe, right? Hani mi le didachi bedayim. That's when you could have given from the second one, and you pushed it away. So then it's considered pushed away, and it's what's it called, puzzle, and you, what's it called, throw it into the sewer. Aval hecha de lo dachi bedayim. But over here, you couldn't have given from the second one. So you weren't don't madche it, you didn't push it away. You just used the first one. But you couldn't have used the second one anyway, so it's not called dachwe. Then what's it called? It's considered shirayim, and you pour it on the yisod. Rashi. Afilu l'man d'yomer b'braisa l'kamon. In the braisa we're going to learn in a few seconds. Kos achas. That if you makabel the dam in a few kosos, okay, and you give all the matonas from one of them, k'gon kibel hadam b'shtei kosos. V'nosin, it's called matonas akronis mikos achas. Right? And then it's what's it called? Considered shirayim. Here lemaisa you couldn't have given it from the second one, so it's dochu. Aval hai de yoid minei shari adomim halovos shemizrak shlishi niskablu b'shnei amizrakos shenosam yem matanos. Okay, now we'll see the Tanya. What's this brisa? The Tanya lemalahu omer the esdomo yishpoch. Right, it says by what's it called by which korban is this? Bechatas the soir nasi, right? The soir of a asher nasi yechta. It says the as dumbo yishpoch, right? Le yisod hamizbeach. Doesn't say kol dumbo, just dumbo. Ulamata hu omer, and then the next it says what's it called by which par is this? What? Second. Right, by Chatas Yochin it says by the Shirayim there's kol domo yishpoch. So why one pasuk says domo and the other one says kol domo? Right, lamata omer v'yes kol domo yishpoch. Minayin. So what do we learn from that? Minayin l'chatas shekipel domo bi'arba kosos. You mekabel the dam in four different kosos from a chatas. You have to do four matanos by a chatas, right, on each of the chronos. The nosam izeachas and izeachas, and you gave a matana from each kos on one of the chronos. So each coast now has something left in it. Shekula and Nishpachim, so they're all considered shirayim, because they're all shirayim from what you gave from each coast. Tamad Lomer, v'yes kol dama yishpoch. All the dam and all the kosos now becomes shirayim, since you gave a matana from each of them. And what's left over in the coast is left over from a matana, that's called shirayim. Yochel afilu nosen arba matanos me'achas mehem. But what happens if you gave all four matanos from one coast? You didn't give anything from the other three. Are they all shirayim or not? Talmud Lomar v'yes domo yishpoch. No. Here you only pour some of the blood on the yisod, not all of it. Hu nishpach li yisod, v'hei nishpach l'amah. From this pasuk we learn the fact that it says one place called domo and one place domo, that if you didn't give any matanos from that coast, you gave matanos from a different coast, then the three that you gave no matanos from are not shirayim, but they are what's it called? They are dochui, and you throw them down the sewer. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Menayin l'chata shekibel doma bi'arba kosos, v'nosen arba matanos me'echad mehem, shekula nishpach li'yisod. He argues, and he says no, that even though you only gave matanos from one of them, the other ones also become shirayim. Okay? They don't become dochui. You're not madcha them, right? But they become shirayim. Talmud Lomar, v'yes kol doma yishpoch, because it says kol doma, and that he holds applies to the case where you gave the matana from each of the four kosos, you don't need a pasuk. Surely each kos is shirayim. But when you gave it only from one kos, I might think, like, what's it called, like the first man, the Omer, who says that what's it called, that it becomes dachui, right? Kamash Malah. No, it's Shirayim. There's Kol Doma, all the Dam, even in those Kosos that you didn't do any Matanis on. Where it says, "Lo Rebelazer B'Shim and Hoksivi as Domo Yeshua." What does he do with the other pasuk? Where only part of the dam you pour on the mizbeach, and the rest you pour in the sewer. Where do you pour in the sewer? Amravashi Lemute Shirayim Shibetzavra Behema. What's left in the neck of the animal? If you weren't mekabel all the dam, lechatzili at mekabel all the dam. But what if you weren't? So what's left in the tzavra of the behema is dachui. That never was mekabel in a kli. That goes into the sewer. That doesn't go on. That's not called Shirayim that goes on the Yisod. Rashi, Titania, Plugs of the Kosos of Sechaveru Dochui Shirayim. This is the machlokus, whether one Kos makes the other ones Dochui or Shirayim. Damar and Le'el, Athilam and the Omer. We may mention this machlokus before, now we're bringing it down. Lamalahu Omer, Bechatus de Sawyer Nasi, the Asdomo Yishboch, the Shirayim Siv, the Lok Siv Hocha Kol. Doesn't say Kol Doma. Ulamata bechatas yochid b'shirayim didei k'siv kol. Hochi garsinen. Menayin lechatas shekibul doma ba'arba kosos. V'nosa mizeachas shekulam nishpochim yisod. If you makabel the dam in four kosos and you gave one matana from each one, then what's left in each kosos is for sure shirayim. That everybody agrees to. Tamad lom ravi is kol doma yishpoch. And therefore you pour all the dam in all the kosos that's left on the yisod. Yochel afilu nosan arba matanos mi'achas mehen. I might think that even if you gave all the matanas from one, so three of them you gave nothing from, that they're also shirayim. Talmud Lomar v'yas domo yishpach. One pasuk it says domo, meaning not all the dam. Who nishpach liyisod? The hay nishpachim la'ama. The other ones are nishpach la'ama, right? Reb Lazar, Reb Shimon Omer, he argues and he says no. Menayin lechata shekibul domo v'arba kosos. The nosan arba matanas mikos rishon shekulam nishpach liyisod. He holds that even if you gave all the matanas from one coast, the other three are considered shirayim, and you pour them on the yisod. Talmud Lomar v'yas kol doma yishpoch, and he doesn't need a pasuk to tell me that in the case where you gave a matana from each coast, you pour the ref. That's pasuk. You don't need a pasuk to tell me that. Tanakama sover kos osis chaveru dochli, that if you didn't take any matanos from the other kosos, you're madchit biyadai. You pushed it away completely. I took all of them from one coast, and the other ones I pushed away. Melech dochli. Rav Lazar of Shimon sover kosos is chaveru shirayim. No, you weren't dochet. That's called shirayim. Even though you took all the matanas from one coast, the other ones become shirayim. And what does he do with the pasuk damo? That if you left dam in the tzavor, that doesn't go on the yisod. That's for sure goes to the ama. Okay, ira dama par l'tov dama soir. Now you mix the dam hapar with the dam ha-soir and you sprinkle it on the mizbeach ha-chitzon, right, on the chronos and on the middle of the mizbeach, Torah mizbeach. You make what's it called, four matanos, one on each of the chronos, and then seven on the body of the mizbeach, the middle of the mizbeach. That's the next thing. Tana commander Omer ma'arvin lechronos. This man, the Omer, holds, and everybody holds, you mix the dam of the soyer and the par for the seven that go on the mizbeach itself. But on the corners of the mizbeach, the horns of the mizbeach, the chronos, there's a machlokas. We'll see when we say Reb Yonas and Reb Yoshia, whether you mix the blood together, or no, you do it like you do in the Heichal. You do first four matanas, one on each keren from the par, and then on the soyer. Or no, you mix them together, you do it like you do it on the Mizbeach itself, together. That's the Shail. So this Mishnah goes, Command the Omer, Ma'arvin, the Kronos. So it says, Ira, Dama, Paratok, Dama, Sar, and then you put it on the Kronos. So this goes like that, Man the Omer. The Itmar, Reb Yoshi of Reb Yonason. Reb Yoshi and Reb Yonason argued, and even though Reb Yoshi and Reb Yonason were Tanoim, so what's Itmar? Itmar is always by Amoroyim. But since we don't know who said what, only from Amoroyim, so it was said in the name of Amoroyim, said in the name of these Tanoim. And others say that this was never brought down in a Braisa or a Mishnah, it was only reported by Amoroyim that these Tanoim argued. That's why it says Itmar. The Itmar of Yosher Yonason, Chad Omer Ma'arvin, V'chad Omer Ein Ma'arvin. One of them said that you mix the Dam HaSoyer and Dam HaPar together to put them on the Kronos. And the other one said, you don't. You only mix it together to put on the taharos of Mizbeach, on the goof of the Mizbeach. But the chronos you do separately, just like you do in the Heichal and the Kodesh Kadoshim. Verses, Tistayim der Rabbi Yoshi, Huda Omer Ma'arvin. Right? Let's establish that Rabbi Yoshia was the one who said that you do mix them together. The Omar Afagav the Lok Siv Yachtov Kiman Dech Siv Yachtov. Rabbi Yoshia all through Shas says that even though the Torah doesn't say to do something together, mentions them separate, you always do it together. It's always considered together. So even without a special pasuk to tell me they're together, you do them together. We'll see in 1 second where it's talking about. A few different cases. Therefore, the same thing over here, where it says, the he's a midama pa'or and midama sawyer. It doesn't say if you do it together or not. It's understood that it's together. That's how Rabbi Yoshia holds all over. Wherever it says two separate things, it means together. Or it says, no, afivu tamer Rabbi Yonasan. You could even say that it goes according to Rabbi Yonasan, who says that unless it says yachtov, together, it means separate. So here it says dam hapar and dam hasoyer. So it means separate. It doesn't say yachtov. Shani hocha dechsiv achas. No, but it says achas bashona. It says, what's it called? He's a lechaper achas bashona, one kapara, meaning one time, you put them together. So here the achas is if it would say yachtov. So it could even go according to Rabbi Yonasan. Rashi. Ma'arvin lekronos, ma'arvin dam par v'dam soyer, kishabol lite matonos kronos mizbeach apnimi. When you're going to put the dam on the corners of the mizbeach hazov, you have to mix them together first. Ein ma'arvin, demash malei v'lokach midam apar midam asoyer, nikol echad b'fnei asro. He holds when it says v'lokach midam apar midam asoyer, it means each one separately, like you did in the Heichel and the Kodesh Kedoshim. The Omer Afal Gav Loksiv Yachtov, and where it says Mistaver, the Rabbi Yoshia is the one who holds you mixed together. Why? The Tanya Ish Ashiyakal Es Ovis Ima. Where's one case where Rabbi Yoshia holds that even though it didn't say together, it means together? Right? It says a person is Mekalel Ovis Ima. Now, if I would only have that pasuk, what would I say? Ein Li Ela Ovis Ima. I would say you have to curse both of them to be chayav. One us alone wouldn't be enough. Aviv below Imo, Imo below Aviv Menayim. How do you know each one separately? Talmud Lomer, Aviv Kilel, Imo Kilel. Pasuk says again, Aviv Kilel, Imo, to separate them. Give Rabbi Yoshia. So what do you see? Rabbi Yoshia holds, even though it doesn't say, Ashir Kalis, Aviv is Imo Yachtov, it says separate, but since it didn't say, Mam is separate, I would assume there would be Yachtov. You need a pasuk to tell me each one separately. Rabbi Yonasan Omer, Mash Mishneim Keechod, Mash Mikol Echod, Echod Yashma. No, since it didn't say Yachtov, it says Es Ovid, Es Imo, I would know that it's separate. It could be together or even separate. Right? You don't need a Pasuk, what's it called, to tell the Pasuk does not Mashma together just because it said Ovid, Es Imo. Ad Sheyifrot Nechoa Kosov Yachtov. Unless it said Asher Yikal, Es Ovid, Es Imo Yachtov, then you know it's together. But if it just says Ovid Imo, it means both together and separate. And therefore, the other pasuk, Ovid Kilel, Imo Kilel, he learned something else out of it. Amal Rabbi Yoshia, Ilo Hodr Ksiv Ovid Imo Kilel, Havi Amen Oration, the Krosh Neim Kechod Mashma, even though it doesn't say Yachtav. So here the same thing. When it says Venosa Midam Apar, Midam Asoyer, even though it doesn't say Yachtav, it means together. Hachanami Midam Apar, Midam Asoyer, Shneim Kechod Mashma. Dechsiv achas, the chiper Aaron al karnosov achas bashona below shtayim. It says mechaper on the kronos of the mizbeach. That's talking about this matronos one time, but not two times. Therefore, you mix them together, and you only do one time around the kronos, and not two times. We'll see tomorrow that the other mandiomer learns a different pshat from achas, the one who holds that ein ma'arvin that you taka do once for the dam, once for the sawyer. We learn a different pshat in what achas means.